This is the Composer's Datebook for April 26th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1965, the first complete performance of the Fourth Symphony of American composer Charles Ives took place in New York. 38 years earlier, in 1927, also in New York, the British conductor Eugene Goossens performed the first two movements of Ives' Fourth. After many a sleepless night trying to figure out how to perform a certain section of Ives' score, where the bar lines didn't quite jibe, parts where more than one rhythm pattern happened simultaneously. I remember, Goossens said, that I wound up beating two with my stick, three with my left hand, something else with my head, and something else again with my coattails. For the 1965 premiere and first recording of Ives' Complete Symphony, Leopold Stokowski solved this problem by enlisting the aid of two assistant conductors, all three men working simultaneously to cue the musicians in the trickiest passages. One of those conductors who assisted Stokowski in 1965, José Serabriere, went on to record Ives' Fourth again, this time without the aid of assistant conductors, coattails, or the surgical addition of another set of arms. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.